I bet you have some.
Galluses.
Yep, that's right. Well, what do you call unthickened gravy that's made by adding water to the grease of lean fried meat, especially ham?
So what kind of gravy does it call?
It's unthickened gravy, and you add water to, say, ham to make it. What would you call it?
I call it ham gravy.
Right, good. What do you call the liquid that's burned in lamps?
Kerosene.
Okay. Well, what do you call a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout?
A male hog.
A male hog?
Yes.
Do you have any other name for it if it has a real long snout and a thin body and real long legs?
No, that's the worst name I know.
Okay, you never have. Have you ever heard the terms razorback or long rooter or mountain rooter? You wouldn't use those, though, would you?
No.
For that, okay, fine. Well, what do you call an itching soreness between the toes?
You could call it. Some people said get the ground itch.
Ground itch, that's right. Mm-hmm. What do you call homemade whiskey?
Well, some of them call it moonshine.
Uh-huh. And what do you call it? Would you call it moonshine?
That's right, I call it moonshine.
Well, what do you call real cheap whiskey? Do you have another name for that?
They call it old cheap sour liquor.
And that's all you'd call it, cheap sour liquor.
That's right.
Well, have you ever heard the term white lightning used, or rot gut?
Yeah, they could say it's old white lightning or something like that, sour liquor.
But you would just call it sour liquor.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Well, what do you call anything that a child likes to play with?
Well, a doll.
But you would call the doll a what?
Play doll.
Play doll. But what if it was a boat? What would you call the boat?
A boat?
Yes, say a child has a doll and a boat.
That's right.
And a little toy horse. Well, all three of these are the child's
playthings. That's right.
Playthings.
That's right.
Right. Okay. Well, would you ever use the term toy? Or play pretty or play toy?
Well, a play toy.
You would say play toy.
That's right.
But you would say play things before you would, more than you'd say play toy.
That's right.
Is that
sure.
Right? Okay, so play things is what you would say. That's good. I'm almost through. I hope you aren't getting tired.
No, sure.
Good. Well, now, in this section, it deals with word patterns. You know, it's like some of the things I asked you about before. And, for instance, I might say, right now, I see you. But I would also say, yesterday, I saw you. So the word has changed, you know, from see to saw.
That's right.
Because time changes. And so in these questions, this is what it's about. I'll, start saying a sentence, and I want you to fill in a word for me. You know, and any word you want to use is fine. Any form of the word that I'll give you. So if you and I were going to go to the grocery store, and we were talking about buying groceries, you might ask me, have the groceries been
delivered?
Well, now the word we're going to use is the word buy.
Buy.
Okay. I buy groceries today, you see.